The Bible says to be instant in season and be instant out of season. And so I'm always ready to preach. Amen. Anytime that I get the opportunity, I gladly take it. If at all possible in my power, I take it. So if you will, turn over with me. First of all, I'd like for you to turn over to John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. And where I would like to pick up is verse 18 there of John chapter 3. Now, this is Jesus talking. Jesus speaking here. He says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned." Believeth on him, speaking of himself, is not condemned. "But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Amen. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Now turn over with me to Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. This is Jesus speaking here as well. He says, "Ye are the light of the world." And tonight I want to preach to you just for a few minutes on the subject of ye are the light of the world. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for the message, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that you would just anoint my lips. Just make preaching easy for me tonight, Lord, and just ask that you would just give me great liberty to deliver your message to these people here, Lord, to your people. Pray, Father, that you would use your word as an encouragement to their hearts tonight. And Lord, that you would use me to glorify your name tonight. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Pray that your words wouldn't fall amiss, Lord, that your words wouldn't fall on fallow ground, that your words wouldn't fall on the wayside, but that your word would be planted in good soil tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
You know, this sort of dovetails on what we've been emphasizing here at Bayou Drive Baptist Church. We've been emphasizing on the importance of the Bible, amen. Brother Tom, he brought a series of messages, lessons there in Sunday school pertaining to the King James Bible. And just this morning, I got the privilege to get to hear a lesson from Brother John and concerning the Bible. And so, and the Word of God is, we should be revolving around the Word of God.
Amen.
You can't go wrong. When you revolve around something that is immovable, something that is timeless, something that can be a help in a time of need, you can't go wrong.
Amen.
But tonight, I want to just explore this thought that that we are the light of the world. Now, the first thing that I want us to look at is our position. Now, our position, if you look with me there, if you'll back up, it's right there in verse 14. Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hilltop, on a hill, cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." The first thing that I want us to notice is our position.
Amen.
Our position. We are the light of the world, amen? And the interesting thing about light is that you can take a light and do so many things with it. I mean, you can take, there's certain types of light. There's ultraviolet lights. There's all types of lights. As a matter of fact, when they investigate a crime scene, they always take a certain type of light and they scan all the surfaces in that crime scene, and they scan it with that certain light. And the things that are invisible to the naked eye, they illuminate with that light. I think about a rainbow. A rainbow, the reason why we can see a rainbow is because of the light. The light is reflecting off of those water droplets, the water particles that's in the air. And we're able to see the hues of the light, the reds and the blues and the yellows and the purples.
Amen.
We're able to see that because of the light. You've got jewelers, and jewelers, you'll see a jeweler when they're examining a jewel. They have this little headset that has these magnifiers on it, but those magnifiers also are emitting a light, and that light is it is reflecting off of that gem or that jewel or that diamond. Even at nighttime, you wouldn't think it, but there's light at night also. That's why you've got these night vision cameras, and these night vision cameras, a hunter, when they hunt at night, they've got a special scope on the rifle that they use, and it's a night vision scope, and even though you can't see it with your naked eye, that scope, it uses the available light that's in the apparent darkness, and it amplifies it, and it reflects it, and it allows them to be able to distinguish the trees and the bushes and the wild game that might be ranging through the foliage.
Amen.
The Bible says that we are the light of the world.
That's right.
I don't want to tarry too long on this description of the types of lights and so forth, but I like to watch these wildlife programs. I like to watch a lot of times and learn about different types of animals. And there's birds, and there's different types of birds that the bird, it may look like one color to us, and it's just a dull-looking color, but to the bird, because the bird's eye is designed to pick up those special lights that are emitting off of the feathers, the colors of those feathers that's invisible to our eyes, that bird can spot that. There's a squirrel, it's a type of squirrel. It's a marsupial, but they have recently discovered that marsupial, if they use a certain type of light, that marsupial, it has like rainbow colors. It's amazing. And all of this is possible because of the effect that light has on surfaces. Now, our position, The Bible says right here, it says that a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. What Jesus is doing here is Jesus is giving us a comparison to give us a better understanding of the way that our light is supposed to operate. He goes as far as to say that men are not going to take a candle and light a candle and not put it and put it on a candlestick and then cover it up. They're not going to do it. They're going to put it on a candlestick, and what it's going to do when they place it upon the candlestick is it's going to shine all around, and it's going to illuminate. You can take a completely dark room, and you can go inside that pitch black room with just a little small candle, and what happens is that little small candle, the light that's emitting from that little small candle, it'll refract off of the surfaces of the wall, and it'll illuminate that room. Did you know that light doesn't have a shadow? It doesn't cast a shadow. Light does not emit a shadow. You can take a matchstick, you can take a flashlight, and you can shine it in a dark room, and you'll see the shadow of the matchstick, but you will not see a shadow coming off of the flame on that match.
That's right. Amen.
If I do recall correctly, the Bible does say something that light, there is no darkness in light. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And our position is where has God put you tonight? If you're the light of the world, where has God placed you? You see, if we stay in here and we never go outside of these walls, it's like putting our light under a bushel. You see, we've got to get out into the world to emit that light. We've got to get out into the world so the world can benefit from the light that we have. Amen?
Amen.
I work in chemical plants. Brother Tom used to work in chemical plants. Brother Larry used to work in chemical plants. Travis works in chemical plants. Brother John used to work. There's quite a few of us here tonight that have either are or have worked in chemical plants. And there's many that have not. You see, God uses our light to reach those that are in those places. You see, I can't always go to the same places that you can. You can't always go to the same places that I can. And so, it's very important to remember, as we are the light of the world, that we have a position, amen? God has a position for us to be in. That word that is used there for light, there in verse 14, is called phos. The Greek word is phos. It means to shine as a ray of light. And we are to shine as a ray of light to this lost and dying world. Amen?
Amen.
He says, neither do men light a candle. Now the first instance of light is the noun form. The second instance that we see here of light is kao, and it means to set on fire. Has God set you on fire tonight? If you're the light of the world, that means God, He's lit you up, amen? He's lit you up. You are now Kale. Something that has been set on fire. Reminds me of Brother Tom's message about the burning bush. How God had set that bush on fire. And that bush was burning, and it got Moses' attention. And Moses saw that bush. What caught his attention? It was the light from that fire. That's what caught his attention. It was the light. You see, the world is going to pay attention if you are a light in the world.
Amen.
They can't help it. And we saw over there in John chapter 3 how that the light, that it expelled darkness, that the ones that it was talking about their deeds being evil, you see, they didn't like the light. They ran from the light because their deeds were evil. We was over at the Kroger parking lot yesterday handing out Bibles, and me and Brother Tom, we was just joking about it. And we was like, yeah, you know what that Bible does right there? That shines a light in their life, amen?
Yeah.
That reminds them of their sin. The Bible reminds them. That's why they hate the Bible. That's why they've been attacking the Bible from day one. That's why Satan attacked the Bible from day one. He attacked the Bible. He said, did God really say? You see, Satan's been attacking God's word ever since day one in the Garden of Eden. That's why the world hates the Bible, because the God of this world hates the Bible. Amen? When Jesus was in the desert, what did he do? He quoted the word of God. He said, it is written. And when we was in that parking lot, and we was handing out them Bibles, there would be some. Well, I tell you, they would take the long way home, and amen. I mean, they would take the detour.
Yes, sir.
It's because when they saw that banner on the side of that shade that we had there, and it said free Bibles, they didn't want nothing to do with Bibles. You see, because it was that light that's shining on the dark deeds. Amen?
Amen.
Our purpose can be seen there in verse number 15.
Amen.
He says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light. Our purpose is to give light, amen? Our purpose is to shine light, to shine the light of the gospel,
amen,
on this lost and dying world.
Amen.
Have you ever seen a lighthouse in action? You know, it's very interesting the way that a lighthouse works. A lighthouse, the way that it is designed, it's got a light in the middle on the very top. There's that position. That light has to be in a certain position. Well then, not only is that light in that certain position, but the purpose of that light is to keep boats from running aground. It's to keep boats from running aground and sinking. It's to keep them from danger.
Amen.
And what we are to do is we are to keep folks from falling into a devil's hell. That's our purpose, is to shine a light, as it says that there in verse 15, and that the light is to be shined, and that this light, it will give light unto all the house, all that are in the house.
Amen.
That's our purpose, to shine forth that light, that beacon of hope, amen. They may run, but there's some that's not going to run. Amen. There's some that they're going to see those rocks in the way. And you're, what you're going to do is you're going to keep them from running aground. Amen.
Yep.
Because you are the light of the world. Now that word that is used for light there in verse 15 is called lampo. Lampo. The Greek word lampo. It's where we get our word lamp from. You know what is required for a lamp to work? Oil. What is oil representative of? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. How much of the Holy Spirit are you filled with tonight? You see, because you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit if you're going to be emitting light. Reminds me of that song, "Set My Heart on Fire, Lord." If there's no oil, then how are you going to be set on fire tonight? You see, the question isn't how much you see, the Holy Spirit has us. But the question tonight is, how much of Him do you have? The Bible says that we're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. The Bible says that we are sealed and safe and secure because the Holy Spirit has sealed us. But it's worth mentioning that the Bible says that we're not to be filled on wine, whereas in excess, but we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So your effectiveness as a light in this world is dependent upon how much you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what we've done as Baptists tonight is that we've allowed these different groups out there to rob us of our effectiveness and rob us of our power that we get from the Holy Spirit. Before we can have power, we have to acknowledge where the power is coming from. God the Spirit. There's a reason why Jesus said that He had to go. He said He had to go because if He didn't go, He couldn't send the Comforter. And what was the job of the Comforter? The job of the Comforter was to teach us, to instruct us, to bring all things to our remembrance. The job that the Comforter does for us is that He gives us that boldness that they had there on the day of Pentecost. So as a Baptist, we should be relying on the power that comes from the Holy Ghost. We should rely on it. That is what fuels our lamp. That is what allows us to shine the gospel light onto the lost, dying world out there. Amen. Not only do we notice our position and our purpose, but I want you to notice with me our power. Now, I got a little bit ahead of myself, but that's okay. Our power, look with me there in verse 16. Let your light so shine before men. The intensity, you see, a lamp needs oil to burn, to produce light. But also the intensity is regulated by that oil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. I come from a background of welding and fabrication, and using a cutting torch, and you've got oxygen and you've got gas, and you've got to have enough fuel so that you can cut different thicknesses of material. The thicker the material, the more fuel that you're going to need to burn through that material.
Yep. Amen.
It's just the way physics works. And Jesus says here, let your light so shine before men. The intensity is dependent upon the amount of oil that you have in your lamp.
Amen.
The power. We used to go camping when I was a kid, and we had a kerosene lantern, and we'd have to pressure it up, and then we'd light the mantles on that lantern, and the brightness of that lantern that it put off, it was dependent on the setting that we set it to. So you turned it to allow it to burn more fuel, and the more fuel that it burnt, the more light that it emitted. And Jesus says right here to let your light so shine before men. Do you have enough oil in your lamp tonight to reach the ones that you come in contact with? The position, our position, our purpose, our power. But notice with me our product. And there in verse 16, again, when he says, let your light, that is in the noun form, phos. That is the noun form. And it's interesting. That's another thing, is that when you get to studying the Word of God, there's more than meets the eye. Amen?
Amen.
When you get to digging around in the Word of God, then you're going to mine up some jewels that you didn't know about the day before. Amen? God always has a way of illuminating things to our hearts that we weren't aware of prior. And it just interests me that, you know, God, he used two different forms of, he used the same form of light as a noun, but he used two different verb variations of that word light. One is to be lit on fire, and the other one is a lamp that it puts out a beam. Amen. And there in verse 16, the product, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The product of our light is when people give glory to God.
Amen.
See, that's what's supposed to be produced by us emitting that light. And you see where it's talking about good works, that ain't talking about something that comes from us. That's what comes from living a sanctified life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Because the Bible says, it says that the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is this. The fruit of the Spirit is this. And if you want to know, if you want to gauge how much somebody is filled with the Holy Spirit, then you have to read the Word of God, and you can read about the fruit of the Spirit. But see, it's talking about love and joy and patience and long-suffering and all these different things. That it is the same fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. That's the good works that it's talking about right here. It's talking about the fruit that comes from the life of a Christian, a sanctified Christian that is living in the person of Jesus Christ. The product is that he gets the glory for that. You see, John knew early on that in order for Jesus to be magnified, John was going to have to move out of the spotlight. And John's disciples, they were getting upset because Jesus was beginning to get the spotlight. Amen. And John had to put them in check. He had to put, you see, John's purpose wasn't to be in the spotlight. John's purpose was to put Jesus in the spotlight. You see, that's our purpose. Our purpose is that we are to put Jesus in the spotlight. And when you put Jesus in the spotlight, that means that he's getting the glory. Amen. If you want to know if truth is being preached in a church somewhere, you need to think about how much is Jesus getting the glory for that. Amen. Are they talking about what they've done? Are they talking about their accomplishments? Are they talking about how much money that they've got? Are they talking about how much money you can get and what you can have and all these different things? Or are they talking about, are they magnifying Jesus Christ? Amen. Are they talking about Jesus? Amen. You see, our problem today in this world, our problem as Christians is that we're not being that light that God has made us to be. We've allowed our lamps to go empty. We've allowed our light to go out and we've allowed ourselves to not be effective anymore. And you see, God, he made us for a purpose. He made us so that we could shed that gospel light on folks. He made us for that purpose. Amen. And he does that in various ways. He does that in different forms and fashions. Sometimes he uses Sunday school teachers. Sometimes he uses preachers. Sometimes he uses song leaders. Sometimes he uses somebody that works somewhere. Amen? Sometimes he uses mothers and wives and brothers. And amen?
Amen.
Tonight, I want to ask you tonight, are you letting your light shine? If you're not letting your light shine tonight, then we need to get right with God.
That's right. Amen, brother.
We haven't been saved to sit. We've been saved to serve. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Jesus, he put it plain and clear. We can't be a light under a bushel.
Right. Can't
we can't. Jesus has put us somewhere. He's put us in contact with folks. We all have our own area to shine on. God, he has put each and every one of us in a different place at a different time and in contact with different people. Because we are the light of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Lord, we are just reminded that we are the light of the world. And that we have a job to do tonight. That we are to shine forth, Lord, and be a light to those around us. Dear Father, our job is to bring glory to you. To bring glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior. We just ask that you would help us to do that tonight through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. We'll have a few moments of invitation.